This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You see the Jason Kelce throw the phone of the jerk off fan video.
I'm sure yes, that you did. Yes, of course we did. It's all over the place.
Yeah, and I don't blame him at all. You know, people feel like they can say and do whatever they want these days and yell in people's faces and say,
well, it is the freedom of speech.
Terrible things, but yes, there's that, but there's also consequences to those things.
Well, and if you have an opinion. Opinion and a threat are two different things, right? There's an insult, there's a threat, there's an opinion.
Right, but I mean, if you say the incendiary thing that this guy said to Jason Kelce about his brother, there could be a consequence to that, and the consequence was he grabbed his phone and he spiked it in his face, and that was that.
So I would not engage with anybody if I didn't have to. If I had to protect myself or if I felt threatened, then I would definitely react to it. Over the years, I've had a lot of unique things said to me where I would have loved to have reacted, but I knew that would only make it worse for me.
Yeah, and I don't know if this made it worse for Jason Kelce. Honestly, I think that most people looked at this positively, like, good for him for standing up for his brother and this stupid punk who said what he said got what he deserved.
I do understand that aspect of it, and if all I'm saying is that, you know, one thing leads to another over language, you know. And again, it wasn't a threat; it was more of an insult.
Oh yeah, of course. But it is Jason Kelce for his entire career has been totally beloved, right? Totally.
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah.
I mean, Philadelphia,
down there in the Jersey Shore.
What?
Wasn't there something that happened down there in the Jersey Shore with them?
Yeah, but that was another, like, it was terrible person.
Right. In other words, like, came into their life and basically said some unkind things, right? To maybe his wife,
it was
maybe?
His wife, and yes. They wanted a picture, and he said, nah, now we're going out to dinner.
Oh, that's right. They wanted a picture and all that other stuff,
right.
Yeah.
Right. So.
But I mean, I will say this in regards to that one. Like, you're out there everywhere. You're putting yourself out there everywhere. Your wife is on your podcast. I mean, you are a very famous person and a very beloved person.
Yeah.
So you are going to get picture requests. You're going to get, and most people will leave you alone, but maybe 10% of the population are going to want to take a picture.
And he might do 95% of them, but in that moment, in that spot, I believe that woman was intoxicated and a little bit in their face to begin with.
Yeah, there's always issues. There's always extenuating circumstances, yes.
Right. So, I mean, so the point I was making was, you know, Jason Kelce, his entire time in Philadelphia was beloved. He was one of the most beloved Philadelphia Eagles in recent memory. And then people who weren't Eagles fans would have a pretty positive opinion about him because he would just go about his business, an offensive lineman and everything else. And now that he is everywhere and his brother is even more everywhere with Taylor Swift, there's some backlash to that.
And with vaccination commercials and things of that nature.
So there's a backlash to that. And he is now seeing a little bit of that. Now, is it easy to walk by somebody who says that about your brother? No, it isn't. And he maybe will not do this again, but maybe someone's not going to say that to him again after the way that he reacted. And he was pissed off, and I don't know. I don't blame him. I think that was, you know, there's just so many jerks out there, and sometimes the jerk needs to get theirs, you know?
Yeah.
And like this time the jerk got theirs. And it could have been worse. I mean, it could have been worse for Jason too. I mean, Jason could have pummeled the dude.
Yeah, Jason
and had gotten arrested.
The guy was, you know, walking behind him right up in his, you know, right in his back and yelling these stupid things about his brother. Yeah. I understand why he reacted. Yeah, of course I do.
I mean, and you've been in these situations. You almost had to protect Bill Cowher in a train station.
Yeah,
up and fight for Bill.
If I had to stand up and fight for Bill, I would have probably gotten arrested, and I'd probably be going before a jury of our peers. Like, did you do the right thing? Yeah, I protected a legend, an icon in the world of football against a jackass.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. Come on. Give me a little skin.
But I told Coach Cowher, I said, look, man, Coach, you can't engage.
Yeah, I know.
The guy is, you know, taunting us or trolling us, however you want to put it. But you can't engage.
Yeah.
And then he engaged, and then I figured the Bruce Lee was going to come out in a second, you know?
You still have the Bruce Lee in you?
I think so. But thank God I had that giant employee sitting next to me. Yeah. He saw the whole thing unfold and he got involved because he didn't want us to be involved.
That's right.
That was really one of the nicest things I've ever seen.
Let's go to Kevin in Oakland, New Jersey. What's going on, Kevin?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Kevin.
Talking about Kelsey and that jackass fan. The fan's lucky he didn't get the crap beat out of him because there's another video that shows the fan actually, as Kelsey, I believe, was bending down to pick up the phone. The kid shoves him and knocks him over.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Go check it, Booms.
I'm looking at it right now.
No, there's another angle. Booms, I'll bet you Devil Ranger ticket.
the post I'm looking at right here, Jason takes the phone, slams it down, picks it up, and walks away with it.
I saw that originally, and then last night, I saw another view of it, and the kid physically pushes Jason Kelsey over. Google it as Alan.
I'm looking at it right now. I have not.
I don't see anybody pushing him over.
By the way, this skinny little turd could not push over Jason Kelsey. I can tell you that.
I mean, this is the man. He's the tush push guy. Yeah, there's no. He doesn't. He doesn't push him over.
Yeah, I don't know what he's looking at. Unless it's another one.
A lot of angles. Every angle.
Everybody's got a phone.
Every angle.
Was that it? Oh, that must have been it right there.
No, does he? Isn't that just him picking the phone up?
Yes.
Or no?
That's him picking the phone up. That's it. That's the only one I saw that looked.
I can't tell.
No, he's not.
Bottom line is that Jason Kelsey, he did enough. He could have done more, and it would have been a big issue for everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's tough to control your emotions in those situations. It just is. Especially when you're someone who's a football player and you've been beating brains in for your whole life.
You know what? I know that Jason Kelsey is a man of the people. But, you know, why walk into the middle of this drunken horde? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I thought you said at first a drunken whore. And I was like, what?
No, I use the word whore.
I know, but
that's one of those words that we don't use a lot anymore.
I agree, and that's why I heard whore instead of horde, because I was like, wait, walk into a drunken whore?
And I am trying to expand my vocabulary.
I appreciate that.
Using words that you probably haven't heard for a while.
Boomasaurus. Boom thesaurus.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to... Oh, I feel like every Monday we've got Conrad and Cherry Hill calling up and complaining about the Giants. Maybe one day, Conrad, we can have a positive conversation about your team. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm hoping that day will come soon that we could have a positive call. So yesterday, I know, Boone, this morning you said you wouldn't know, you're not going to kill Daniel Jones, but I'll probably give him a little dagger just for that fumble. And the reason why I think that it was his, I think the guy that hit him actually came from the side that he was supposed to actually pick up that blitzer and get rid of the ball. And he completely didn't do that. I think that defense has been showing what they show all year, that situational football, they always get beat. Regardless of how many stats this defense, you know, is piling up and the stats lines are looking good, but they're situational football, they get beat all the time, and that happened again yesterday. So, Booms, what a Geo. You tell me, what can we do as far as quarterback in the draft? Can we get Shedeur Sanders to come in?
Depends how bad you are, man. Like, he, no, 100% he'll want to be in New York. I mean, there's no two ways about it. Like, say what you want about being able to be a star in every place, and there is something to be said about that. But, you know, being the quarterback of the New York Giants still means something, and coming to New York still means something. So, yeah, he would come here, but just you got to be terrible. Like, you're going to have to be the worst team in the league, and this team and this game that you're playing in the Carolina Panthers is going to have a lot to say about that.
Well, that's the thing, though. I think that I'm not surprised at anything anymore. I think that yesterday, believe it or not, based on the first game, I thought maybe we could have won that game before the game started. We started playing the game, but as the game continued, you know, we find ways to lose that game as well. So I don't know whether the Giants are not going to be the worst team in the league when it's all said and done. And the Shedeur Sanders comment comes simply because of his training based on what he's prepared for. I think he's perfect for New York.
Supposedly he's working out with Tom Brady too. So I, you know, if that's the case and Tom can have an impact on that young man, I would say that could be the guy that most teams are going to want with the first overall pick when they have an opportunity to go draft the quarterback. So,
Look at him, he is so NFL ready. He's right there with Pat Shurmur down there that's calling up an NFL offense. You know, he's been dealing with the pressure based on his dad and everything else. I think he could handle New York.
All right, let me ask you this, Conrad. You know, his dad's going to be involved in a lot of stuff. He's going to be maybe like Eli's dad was with Eli when Eli was going to get drafted by San Diego and he didn't want to go there. So he kind of forced himself to the Giants, and then the Giants took Phillip Rivers and they made the trade. So, you know, Shedeur Sanders' dad, Dion, I think is going to want to have his son playing in Las Vegas because he's not going to play for the Cowboys because Dak Prescott just got the new contract. So I'm thinking that it's going to be Las Vegas if Las Vegas is lucky enough to get up to the top of the draft. Right now, as we sit here, the Giants have the 7th overall pick in the draft.
Oh.
And that's not good enough. Right now it goes New England, it goes Jacksonville, New Orleans, the Panthers, the Browns, the Raiders, the Giants.
So would the Las Vegas pick come, so with Shedeur, would Dion would want him to go to Las Vegas? Would that happen because maybe Prime want to go over there and be the coach?
Yeah, I don't know. That also could be the case too. You never know. That could be something going on. But I can't see Tom Brady saying to Mark Davis, "We need to fire Antonio Pierce and hire Deion Sanders." Could you see that? I guess you could. I don't know.
No, I mean, but then again, I mean, Mark Davis is going to make the final call on that, and he's a wild card.
Thanks, Conrad. Yeah,
yeah.
I would say this, I said this early on, that Shedeur Sanders in Vegas makes a ton of sense.
Ton of sense!
Get him here!
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.